You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Nearly 70 active large-scale wildfires are burning over a million acres in the U.S. alone. And much of this wildfire activity is happening in the Pacific Northwest as well as Canada. And most of the recent ones are caused by dry lightning strikes that happened in dense, wooded areas with remote access.
This is really no different than any other year, other than the fact that it is a little bit earlier.
That's Catherine Coele, a Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fire control program staff from the state have been mobilized across the western U.S. and even into Canada to help combat the blazes.
Once you get notice of a resource order, you can be mobilized within 24 hours.
Both personnel and engines from Wisconsin have been moved to over 65 out-of-state fire assignments so far this year. But how can we afford to send resources when we have our own problems here?
You know, these experiences, they bring that back to Wisconsin. It's a way for us to improve our program here. They share those experiences. Hey, you know, we did this thing out in Oregon, and it was really cool. And it was a neat way to fight this fire. And it's those strategies are brought back to Wisconsin. So we learn and grow from those experiences when we bring those resources back.
Since we've had recent widespread rain and green vegetation across the state, wildfire activity here has subsided with a minimal fire risk in Wisconsin. Now, this has allowed the DNR to shift focus and help support national wildfire efforts. Right now, 20 different DNR staff have been moved to 12 different states, with three wildland fire engines currently stationed in Oregon. There are also six DNR staff in northern Manitoba and another DNR engine responding to fires in California. Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for about 2 weeks or until the fire severity subsides. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
All of Wisconsin is under an air quality advisory until noon Thursday. If you're looking for something to do this morning, you can ride bike with the mayor. Shawndell Washington's Spivey will take a north side ride starting at 9 a.m. at City Hall. The nearly 5-mile ride will have multiple stops along the way and wrap up by 11:30 a.m. There's no charge to participate, and anyone who takes part should bring their own bike, helmet, and water bottle. There's also no registration to join the ride. You can check out the route and the stops on the City of La Crosse website under the news tab. City government committees are all done for the month in La Crosse. The next committee meeting is Friday to review a gas station design. Then the bulk of regular committee meetings resume next Monday, where the city will consider an ordinance restricting the sale of hemp-derived cannabinoids to people ages 21 and over. City officials will also take up items to replace drinking fountains around La Crosse and meet to discuss the new city administrator position. The next common council meeting is on August 14th. City officials are working on a remedy to publicly accessible drinking water. During the latest heat wave, bubblers across the city of La Crosse were shut off, as they have been all year, for not complying with ADA. Mayor Shawndell Washington Spivey sponsored a resolution to add drinking fountains that are compliant with ADA around the city. A second resolution seeks to preserve the non-compliant bubblers for historical reasons. A committee meeting Tuesday will address both resolutions. In the meantime, the city's bubblers will remain off. The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. The field of candidates for governor already has multiple people on the campaign trail despite the primary being more than a year away. With more, here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is officially in the race for governor and is wasting no time talking about issues ranging from affordable health care to child care. Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Whitefish Bay businessman Bill Berrien already declaring their candidacies as Republicans. Rodriguez believes she has the experience and toughness to take them on.
I know what I'm about. I know what my values are. They can come at me with whatever they want to come at me with. I am able to handle that. And to be clear, I have worked in executive positions outside of elected office for far longer than I've been in elected office. And I think that's a good balance. between understanding what it's like to be able to lace up your shoes every day, working as a nurse, working as an executive, and also understanding the political landscape.
Rodriguez, a guest on the Todd Albaugh Show, and called while on the road campaigning in Northeast Wisconsin.
The primary for governor is in August, while the election is in November of 2026. The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For three of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market. Average home prices in western Wisconsin have been lower than last year for the past 4 months already, while the number of homes sold is the highest in 5 years. However, in La Crosse County, local home sales reached a record median price of $340,000 in June, topping the old record set in May. That figure is also $25,000 more than this time last year, and almost $55,000 more than the start of 2025. Median prices of homes in La Crosse County match the statewide number of $340,000. Who will be running for governor in Wisconsin to replace Tony Evers? So far, there are multiple announced candidates from both parties, but there could be several more to announce in the coming weeks and months. On the Democratic side, Sarah Rodriguez, currently the lieutenant governor, has begun her campaign. For Republicans, Bill Berrien and Josh Showman are running campaigns. Campaign finance reports show additional independent candidates or political newcomers have also begun filing. The election for governor is in November of 2026. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community every day, from the high cost of housing, child care, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country. Baldwin said that the child care bill would make sure that families pay no more than 7% of their income on child care, offer grants to communities for new child care providers, provide living wages for child care workers, and increase access to pre-K opportunities. Baldwin said that an investment in child care will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, they cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First-Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. Gas prices are slowly falling in Wisconsin. With more, here, Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
In Wisconsin, it will cost you an average of $2.88 a gallon for gas, a decrease of 4.1 cents per gallon from last week. Nationally, the price has risen almost a cent to $3.10 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are hovering around the $65 a barrel range, and gas demand is easing up as the summer wanes. He believes we'll continue to see a decline as we approach Labor Day, as long as there's no hurricane activity to disrupt supply.
Here in La Crosse, the average price for a gallon of gas has held steady at $2.92 since the beginning of the month, a few cents higher than the statewide average. Across the river, it's a little more expensive for gas, checking in at just under $3 per gallon in Houston County. Today will be hazy until the smoke clears out, with highs in the 70s. Sunny skies carry through the weekend, with highs in most places in western Wisconsin topping out in the upper 70s. Overnight lows will be in the mid to upper 50s. Our next chance of rain showers will be early next week, when temperatures rise slightly to begin the week. Otherwise, it'll be dry through the weekend. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it, you know, walking people. That's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As fun as superhero and big franchise films can be, it's refreshing when some critically acclaimed films hit the big screen, especially a comedy. The Naked Gun is the much-anticipated remake of the native Wisconsin Zucker Brothers classic. The film stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Without having seen the movie, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it appears for once that Liam Neeson will not kill a bunch of people who mess with his family. But if he does continue the tradition, it should be hilarious. The comedy is pulling an incredibly impressive 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. To clarify, yes, a comedy is actually playing on the big screen this weekend, and critics love it. Savor this moment, people. The Bad Guys 2 follows your favorite felons as they try to reform themselves, but wouldn't you know it, and darn the luck, they get pulled into another caper, but this time by bad girls. I should mention this is a family film. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you at the movies. If you're an actor and only interested in kissing your wife on screen, well, it would help if she's an actress, and a good one. Otherwise, you might miss out on some jobs. Sex and the City and Yellowstone actor Neil McDonough refuses to kiss any woman who is not his wife, even for big bucks. He says sticking to his principles has cost him work and that show business turned on him for a while. The Suits actor says he was fired from a shoot for refusing to do an intimate scene, and after that, he felt like less of a man in terms of who he was, his livelihood, and says he lost his acting swagger. He also says he started to drink. He did, however, eventually make a comeback despite his contractual stipulations. Producer Graham Yost did Neil a solid and cast him in Justified. McDonough told the Nothing Left Unsaid podcast that his wife doesn't even have an issue with him not doing those type of scenes. It's just that he doesn't want to kiss other women. There is something so sweet and yet so strange about that. Although it will most likely be the box office champ again this weekend, Marvel is hoping the Fantastic Four First Steps becomes an actual hit. Sounds funny to say that, even though it made $117 million domestically, but to truly become a summer blockbuster, it will need to have legs. The studio is hoping for a take of $45 to $52 million in its second week. Its challengers are Naked Gun and The Bad Guys 2. The prognosticators say despite good box office expectations for both films, they won't come close to dethroning Fantastic Four. If you're a theater owner or work for the Hollywood studios, it's pretty much good news all the way around when it comes to the 2025 summer box office earnings. According to Deadline, year-to-date numbers are up 13% over the same period last year. Summer 2025 is almost $3 billion ahead of summer 2024, thanks to four of this summer's releases having a $100 million plus opening weekend. Keep up the good work, movie fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon, although we may have a little of that hazy smoke from Canadian wildfires today. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.